Welcome one again to our garage get-together. I'm your host, Chaz Adams. We have a little portable heater fired up, so see if you can find a seat on one of the old beat-up sofas or chairs. Grab one of those old folding party chairs over there. We have a bunch of hip songs to blast out tonight. This is Way Out in the Garage, where we celebrate the sounds that might be a little too far out for the conventional crowd. Maybe the creative sounds of bands working out their very first efforts. We open with a song from the 90s that seems to touch on how some of us might be feeling right about now.
Coming and it makes me wanna cry.
this next song that we're going to play was given to me by my music sharing buddy, Terry. Cow's bell.
Get away from you.
In that set that we just heard, we had, well, we could go all the way back to the very beginning. The bumper music that we played was the pre-Creedence Clearwater Revival Gollywogs and a song entitled Instrumental Number One. It was reissued on one of their compilations, previously unissued. And then the first official song after our New Breed, One More for the Good Guys theme song, was The Wildebeests, a London band from 1997 album Go Wild in the Country on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records. Yes, Bad Storm Coming by The Wildebeests. And then we had The Thanes, a mid-80s Edinburgh, UK band with a single on Australia's Corduroy Records, a song called Hey Honey. Then my friend Terry shared with me I Can't Get Away From You by Downliners Sect on Pi Records in the UK, February 1967, the British R&B band. And that was a cover of the song that we played after that, I Can't Get Away From You by Barry and the Remains from Epic Records, November 1965. And of course, they did it first. It was their song, Barry Tashin's Boston University Band, that managed to evade big success despite opening for the Beatles on their 1966 tour, despite appearing on national TV Hullabaloo and the Ed Sullivan Show, which was the biggest place to play at the time, and also recording with a major Epic label. Yes, and yet they still weren't that successful. And then we had The Sound of Six, a song called Believe in Me, from a compilation called Far East, Far Out, Volume 2. Somewhere in the Far East, perhaps Japan, came The Sound of Six. And so that's what we had there. Give you a little announcement about one of our other programs. American music is woven from a rich tapestry of diverse cultural threads reflecting centuries-old storytelling rooted in African, English, and European folklore. Join host Dave Stroud every Friday morning with replays on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for Deeper Roots, A Century of America's Music. The two-hour show has been in the mix for over a dozen years here on COWS, and you can bet that you'll still find surprises each and every week. Drop on into the Deeper Roots Den with Dave for a deep dive into the American songbook right here on COWS Radio, 92.5 FM Occidental. And yes, we will start off with another set. And as promised, we have some unreleased music. Yes, we have new music that has not officially been released yet. I heard from Pat McGinn of a group from Medway, England, by the name of the Dead Star Boys, and they put their own spin on the type of songs that came out in late 70s Britain, and they said, we hope you'll be into Waiting for a Bomb, one of the album's new album, Rats, more mellow tracks. The album Rats will be released and will be out on Monday, the 13th of April on CD and available at Bandcamp also. And we're going to play their song that they shared with me that has not yet been released. So you're getting a first. Yes, Waiting for a Bomb, the Dead Star Boys.
We'll be right back.
Last set, we had the Dead Star Boys with their soon-to-be-released Waiting for a Bomb on their soon-to-be-released Rats album, and also from the Medway, UK area, a band that the Dead Star Boys admire and also have a Medway sound, that is the Alan Price, or the Len Price 3, a song that I actually knew from the Wicked Cool Record Company 2009 album called Pictures, and a song called The Girl Who Became a Machine, the only Len Price song I had in my library at the moment. And then we heard I Mean You by The Losing Streaks, THLOSIN Streaks, from their 2024 album Last House on Slovenly Records. A Sacramento, California band that I know that is still trucking along today. And then we had the Nothins, another UK garage beat band from Wiltshire, 1995 LP on Twist Records, One Step Forward, and the song was Shut and Close Case. And let's see here, a couple other announcements to make. On Sunday, March 15th at 7 p.m., the OCA presents an evening of seven live stories told in 7 minutes or less. Hilarious or sublime, poignant and personal tales told through the ancient oral storytelling tradition. This evening will be sure to move, delight, and intrigue you. March themes furthering. This is an ongoing workshop event for mature audiences, not intended for children. Interested storytellers will have a chance to throw their name into the hat to present their story. You can find out more by visiting occidentalforthearts.org. And the OCA is celebrating its 20th year in 2026. Support local arts in your community. And Forgotten Felines of Sonoma County is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting and improving the lives of feral cats through local spay, neuter programs, placement services, community outreach, and nationwide education. Established in Sonoma County in 1990, Forgotten Felines neuter and spay programs are funded by its thrift store, pick of the litter, community grants, and from private donations from community members like you. Visit their website and find out how to volunteer or donate. That's ForgottenFelines.com. They can also be reached by phone at 707-576-7999. Cows thanks North Coast Solar for their ongoing support. Scientists are telling us that we need to run, not walk, to a climate change solution. North Coast Solar has been providing energy and cost-saving solar solutions for home and business that address this challenge since 1984. North Coast Solar works to help customers step up to the challenge of energy cost inflation and secure a better future. And they support Way Out in the Garage.
the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in.
We're going to play some more music now, and this is a band that you might not think of as a garage band, but in the early days, they certainly had that sound that we think of now as garage band sound, and that would be The Who, and one of their early songs that I just heard someone else play.
I'm feeling good now, yeah, but can't explain.
And there on way out in the garage, we heard The Who, Can't Explain, their first single, sounding very garagey, from December 64 on Decca in the U.S. and Brunswick in the U.K. Can't Explain, cover version by the Flamin' Groovies, San Francisco garage band's 1977 single on Skydog label from France. And then that was, of course, the Count Five, Psychotic Reaction, the San Jose band in July 66, garage band style effort where they mixed in some Yardbirds rave up sounds and hit number five on the charts with their big hit, Psychotic Reaction.
Cows thanks Molesbury Market for their underwriting support. Established in 1959, they are a family-owned grocer located on Old Redwood Highway in the Larkfield Center. Their website is molesburymarket.com. Molesbury Market tunes into the Roots of Rock every Sunday morning at 7 on Cows Community Radio.
Cows thanks Many Rivers Books and Tea. Many Rivers specializes in tools for spiritual practice, tea, and teaware. They're located at 130 South Main Street, Suite 101 in Sebastopol, and can be found online at manyriversbooks.com. They can also be reached by phone at 707-829-8871.
Yes, and we're going to play a couple of songs that are similar to what we have recently done, where we play something early by a certain artist, some of their early work that you might not be aware of. And I'm going to play a couple songs that way and see if you can guess, if you don't know, who might these artists be when they're sounding very garage style music. And I must take a moment here and apologize to my British friends. I meant to explain to them that we also play garage music here on a way out in the garage, or garage, depending on how you pronounce it. Well, just goofing off there. Maybe too many fumes from the gas can here in the garage that's over in the corner, yes. And so I'm going to play a couple songs here and see if you can tell who the artists are.
You better go back home. Got it.
So I have a little game I like to crawl back in my brain. I think you know the game I mean. Well, I mean the game. Don't go insane! Oh! Try this little game. Just close your eyes. Forget your name. Forget the world. Forget the people. And we'll erect a different steeple.
Two songs that we talked about. The first one was a cover of Paul Revere and the Raiders' song, Louie, Louie, Go Home, or Louie, Go Home. And that was not the Beatles, as one listener thought it sounded like. It was actually Davy Jones and the King Bees. David Robert Jones on saxophone and vocals on UK's Vocalion Pop label, June of 64. And of course, Dave Jones later started using the name David Bowie to distinguish himself from other Davy Joneses, yes. And so that was the first record by Davy Jones and the King Bees. And then we had Go Insane, and who was that ranting and raving? Well, it was a guy by the name of Morrison. Yes, it was The Doors. Demo recording of The Doors at World Pacific Records. The actual session was originally booked for Ray Manzarek's other band, Rick and the Ravens, but served as the first recordings for the newly dubbed The Doors, with Ray's brother Rick on guitar and Jim on harmonica, Pat Sullivan on bass, and Robbie Krieger had not yet joined the band, and that was, yes, early Jim Morrison on that song called Go Insane. Yes, and here's an old 60s song that I've always loved. Whoops, that wasn't it. How about this one? Let's go back to the beginning. That didn't cue up right. There we go.
Can't get enough.
was I Can't Get Enough of Your Love by the Dantes, a Columbus, Ohio band that was very big regionally. They styled themselves after the Stones and the British Invasion, and they were on Jamie Records, February 1966. It looks like I've just used up my leeway to even play another song, so I thank you for joining me again for this month's edition, and we're going to try it again in April. And looking at the calendar, I think it might be the 8th, but anyway, the second Wednesday of April, and we'll go back out into the garage or garage together. Yes, it's time to put the chairs away. And head on out. Turn out the lights. Thanks again for joining us. I hope you had a far out time. Thanks to KOWS and thanks to North Coast Solar for their support.
It's 7 o'clock.
This is KOWSLP in Occidental, community radio serving Santa Rosa and West Sonoma County.